thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, which is, wealth is not only what you have, but it is also what you are. We think that wealth is having a lot of money, and wealth is being rich and famous and that sort of stuff, and that's a nice kind of wealth too. But in the current Business Week magazine, they have maybe 50 outstanding businessmen of the year who have made their companies successful using legal means, using legal programs, using what could be called beneficial type of things. And then they had several hundred people who failed miserably. And as you read the report of how they failed miserably, you find out that most of their failing was a failing of values, virtues, morals. Their failing was in the fact that they thought they could push something through before it was ready to be accepted. They could push through drugs with their drug company, like the Pfister Drug Company, and get approval from the state, from the FDA, so that the drugs could get on the market and do their work, but also so they could earn the billions of money that the drug would make. But the drug was not satisfactory, and it had to be pulled off the market, and it caused a great loss for the company, plus a great loss in reputation. And this is the biggest thing. Their wealth, which was their reputation, now was going down the drain. And it's still on the way down. Even though they are a major drug company, with everything else that they have done beautifully, that they would allow something like that to go through when they could have stopped it, and they should have stopped it, but they didn't, because they were going to lose too much money. You see, they had no wealth at all. They had no wealth, and yet they are a very rich company. They can probably pay their way out of this thing, but they're a very rich company. And one man who was the head of a company, and the people under him did things that he wasn't fully aware of, but he had to take the powder for it. And so he said to the press, he said, "I am innocent of these charges. It's true, I should have been responsible for it. I should have known about it, but I was not informed, and I did not know. And I am going to use, happily, I'm a very rich man, so I can hire the type of help I need to prove my innocence, to prove that I did everything that I could possibly have done, knowing what I did, you know." And I thought that was a very admirable way to look at something, because he was not angry at anybody. He was just recognizing that the system caught him in a way that was not beneficial to him. He should have been a more alert executive. You see, when you're rich, that doesn't mean you just got a lot of money. You usually have a lot of power. And this is why I do not recommend the riches of the world to people. I do not recommend that we go after money, we go after abundance and dollars. I say to the richest man in the world, he is independently wealthy. He is independently wealthy regardless of the source of his money, regardless of how the money comes to him, and it all comes to him in a very beneficial way. But the richest man in the world is a man who has independent wealth. Whatever he chooses to do, he can do it. And he doesn't choose to do things that are non-beneficial to himself or to the world. His primary desire is to do things that are beautiful and wonderful and beneficial. Now, we know lots of people who live in wealthy families, and they have big homes and big cars and all that sort of stuff, but they never spend their money. They spend the money on a little pittance of their cars and their house and stuff like that, but on getting out and doing things with it, participating in life, having projects and having dreams and goals and desires, they just don't. They just don't. And they just like to count their money. And they become very wealthy, but what joy has that brought to them? Now, we, of course, look at it from the point of view that if they would involve themselves in life and involve themselves with their money in activities that were, you know, what we would call beneficial, then they should be happy. But, you see, this is where the poor people, people who don't have a lot of money, are blind. And they will always be blind. Because rich people who give money and who share it and who invest in notable projects very seldom tell anybody about it. They do it incognito. They do it so that they're not known. Not because they don't want people to come to them and ask for money, but because this is an investment. This is an investment in something good. If you're walking down the street and you see a hungry little puppy there and he hasn't eaten for weeks and he just crawls out from under the bushes and he has nobody to take care of and nothing to do, and you don't want the puppy. You don't want to take care of him. But you go to the store and you buy some dog food and you put it out for him there at the edge of the bush where he can eat it and get himself into shape and do whatever he wants to do. But you don't tell anybody about it. You don't make a big fuss about it. Now you say, well, you should take that dog to the Humane Society. You should take that dog here or there or somewhere else. No, the dog wants to be free. The dog is out there because he wants to be out there. If he wanted to be someplace, he'd be snuggling up against somebody. He wants to play the game of being free out there and doing what he's doing. Now, you say, oh, no, 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 no. I can just hear your mind saying, that's not proper, and a mother should never allow the baby to go out and do those things like that. Well, how do you know? How do you know what is going to be really beneficial for that? Romulus and Remus, remember? The city of Rome founded upon these two youngsters raised by the wolf. It's a fairy tale, true. Tarzan, raised by the apes, you know. And that's a fairy tale, too. But how many children are raised by parents who are indifferent to them? And the children turn out to be magnificent. Most of them don't. But when the parents are indifferent to them, the children become important to themselves. And they begin to build an inner strength. And I'm not saying that we should abandon people and children and things like that. I'm just saying we should recognize that sometimes the channel through which people find their greatness is not by having someone else help them or take away all their burden, but to sort of encourage them along their own path. The people who have come through the University of Healing, the children, the adults who have come through here, every single one of them has grown measurably by the activities that we share with them and teach them. And they have shown in their lives, like Ellen said, the boys came to Europe and were visiting at her home. And what were they saying?
That since they have been on campus, never their skin was burnt again.
They learned to be master of their bodies, masters of their attitudes, and masters of many other things. And we don't realize that. We don't realize the gift that we give to people by teaching them what we believe. But when we believe anything, we should believe it with our whole heart and not believe it one way for our children and another way for other children. It should be something that is universal and consistent. Our thought for today is, wealth is not only what you have, but it is also what you are. And I would say it's more what you are than what you have. Some people who appear to have very little are the wealthiest people in the world because they are content, they are happy, they are fulfilled in what they're doing. You can have all the money in the world, and is that going to make you fulfilled? You can be a Bill Gates with the richest man in the world. Now, ask yourself, in all honesty, does his money make him happy? Or does his work and his family and his life make him happy? No. He could buy cities, he could buy states, he could buy countries, you know, with that money that he has. But that's not what makes him happy. What makes him happy is his own going home and being with his children in the evening, for instance. Now, that's real wealth. That's real wealth when you have it. But how many men and women don't go home to their children in the evening? How many stay on the job and work late, come home when everybody's in bed ready, get up when everybody's still in bed, and go back to their work that's so important to them? Where is their real wealth? Their wealth is on their job. They shouldn't have been married. They shouldn't have had a family. They shouldn't go out and make promises that they're going to be a husband or a wife, or they're going to be a partner to another person. You go out and you make that promise, and then you let your work just take your whole life and control you. The promises you made to have a family and enjoy a family and be part of the world is lost. It's lost. And remember, as sad as it may be, every promise we make that we do not fulfill, we are one step closer to feeling very, very sorry about ourselves, very sad. And the promises could be like, I'll come over and wash your windows. The promises can be like, I will, you know, babysit the kids tonight. And then you say, no, I can't. I've got to go somewhere else. Well, you don't have to go somewhere else. You have to fulfill your promises. And it doesn't matter what the promise is. That's your real wealth, is your personal integrity. We want to return to our original purity and integrity. And one of the best ways to do it is to be pure and true to ourselves. That's the greatest wealth anyone can ever have. Have a lovely day, and know that I see you filled with every beautiful and good thing, and I see you the richest people on earth, because you're my creation. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Noisy group here, aren't they? Thought for today. Thought for today. Thought for today. Day. Which is, wealth is not only sitting here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Which is, wealth is not only what you have, but it is also what you are. We think that wealth is having a lot of money, and wealth is being rich and famous and that sort of stuff, and that's a nice kind of wealth too. But in the current Business Week magazine, they have maybe 50 outstanding businessmen of the year who have made their companies successful.